Let me refresh your memory.
But I know a change gonna come. From my New York studios, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And as we see the controversy around the South Carolina Confederate flag on the state ground there, as well as other states, we are told now that there may be a vote in the South Carolina legislature as early as next week. And the Republican governor and many in the state Senate and the representatives have now changed and are opposed to the state having the Confederate flag, even though they've defended it down through the years. But I urge people, one, we need the flags down. Many of us have been saying this for years, but we should not stop there, because to just allow them to take the flag down but continue to fight against voting rights and suppressing the votes with different measures, then continuing to turn down health care and dealing with education reforms, and more importantly, or as importantly, the criminal justice reforms, including mass incarceration, is letting them off the hook. Voting to bring down the Confederate flag should be the beginning of change, not the end of change. We should not let them congratulate themselves for bringing down a flag of an army that was defeated 150 years ago.
Right.
I said to Senator Thurman, whose family owned mine in slavery, on the show the other night, the shame is it took 9 innocent people being killed to get y'all to this point. Mm. It would be a worse shame, though, if after 9 innocent people were killed, we did nothing. Mm-hmm. We can't let this moment pass without making there occur some real change in meaning around the lives lost in this massacre by this terrorist.
You're right, Reverend Al. All right. 1919, past the hour.